When I asked my husband and his brothers how they would describe their father, these were some of the reflections they shared. Bobby Andrew was a son of Bristol Bay. Bobby was raised by Bristol Bay. It provided him with plentiful food and shelter as he raised his family. As he matured into a leader and an elder, he became a protector of Bristol Bay and its resources and people. His parents, Maminuk and Papinuk, ingrained traditional values into his everyday life, and they embodied Yupik ways of knowing and living through their generosity, compassion, and attentiveness to the next generation. Bobby strived to meld traditional values with everything he did. Slavi, subsistence hunting, fishing and gathering, and the world of business. His style of leadership can be best described as a blend of courage and administrative savvy. He didn't invest much in the things that don't last, while he invested seemingly endless, tireless energy in the things he held dear: family, tradition, culture, church, and a lifestyle that sustains both the land and the water. He would often say, "The land gives back." Bobby was a teacher at heart. He led the Electnagik Star Slavi group. He taught Yupik language in the Dillingham schools. He showed his sons how to live a subsistence lifestyle and was proud to share hunting, fishing, and camping skills with his grandchildren. He passionately modeled an active traditional lifestyle, knowing that purposeful zeal and nothing less would help preserve the land and the culture on which it depends. He knew that change is constant, but that some things should never change. When my own father, Jeff, was diagnosed with cancer 6 years ago, I knew my children would lose an upa at a young age. Realizing the impact of this loss on all of us, I made a concerted effort to visit him and my mom in Anchorage every few months and encourage them to visit us as often as they felt able. I am so thankful that I was made aware to cherish every moment that my children spend with their grandparents, especially my dad. There have been many wonderful memories made because of this insight. Bobby was always on the go, but he made time to visit us often, and my children immediately would run to him with an excited hug whenever they saw his truck come down our driveway. They both had the good fortune to sing with his Slavi Star, ride on the back of his snow machine, sit by him at an ice fishing hole, camp with him during moose hunting, hang strips on the fish racks, and watch him light the smokehouse at Wood River. My son really enjoyed squirting him with a water gun in the maquay. My daughter was proud to make cupcakes for him to taste, and my son was always eager to engage him in a lightsaber duel. He was patient and generous with his praise. I saw the power of intergenerational love in each of their visits. Both my children understood the importance of his anti-mining work and wore the No Pebble hats, shirts, pins, and even made their own signs with pride. Whenever given the chance, they would share with anyone of any age their thoughts on why pebble mine is a bad idea. It never really crossed my mind that they would lose him before they reached adulthood. I had been preparing to lose my own father, but it was Bobby who was the upa that passed first. My own father continues to be a wonderfully supportive parent and grandparent, and I thank God that my children will still have one upa to watch them grow and guide them and me for a while longer. I learned so much from him about how to be a nurturing parent. What I learned from Bobby was how to be a strong leader. I was immediately impressed by him during my first visit to Dillingham after his son and I were engaged. We met on the south shore of Lake Electnagik. He drove his skiff up to the gramp, jumped out, and walked over to greet us. He shook my hand with a big welcoming smile and said, "Welcome to God's country." Then he told Harold to go easy on the outboard, walked up to his truck, and drove away. Harold and I climbed into the Lund, and he gave me my first tour of the lake, and I fell in love with my future husband all over again. Of course, that was just the first of many interactions that left me in awe of my father-in-law. As I learned more about his credentials and achievements, it was difficult at times to not feel intimidated by him. but he was very approachable and generous with his knowledge and patience as I learned my new role in the Andrew family. On reflection, it was the simple things about him that really started to have an impact on me. For example, he had an extensive and unique grass basket collection. One day, I asked my mother-in-law, Ingrid, about where he had gotten so many baskets and why he had chosen those particular items to buy. She explained that he usually purchased the less-than-perfect creations because he knew that they would be difficult to sell and that the money was desperately needed. After this, I never looked at native crafts or people the same way again. When traveling for my work to communities in Bristol Bay, I learned that people treated me special when they found out that I was Bobby Andrew's daughter-in-law. They welcomed me like family and shared stories of how he helped them. From Perryville to Togiak to Non-Dalton to Neustuyahok, I was the beneficiary of much gratitude for his good deeds. What struck me most about their stories was the sense that he was generous and wise, but didn't ask anyone to do anything that he wouldn't do himself. In many ways, this was the pathway to his success. Another important lesson he taught me was the importance of forgiveness and the ability to move forward together. We had some differences of opinion over the last 20 years, especially because I can be a headstrong and outspoken woman. But even after the predictable intergenerational family conflicts, he gave me guidance and encouraged me to take on increasing responsibility in my career and authority in our community. I was blessed to hear many pearls of cultural and political wisdom while sitting at a dining table at either Wood River or Emperor Way and sharing a meal. My husband and our children also benefited from hearing his thoughts and memories. I know that he mentored many other family members, community leaders, and young people who needed extra encouragement or support. He continues to lead us by example by giving his whole physical being to what he believed in. Let's honor his memory by following his example. Throughout his 10-year effort to oppose the Pebble Mine, he couldn't be bribed, intimidated, or dismissed. Here is a summary of his legacy to all of us. First, be proud of Bristol Bay, traditions, and resources, whether natural or human. Second, protect them with your abilities, personal resources, and hard work. Always believe that persistence will pay off. Speak up for that which is both precious and vulnerable. And finally, true leadership is about making meaningful connections, not looking for ways to compromise. To quote another great leader, never, never, never give up. Don't worry, Bobby. We won't. And we will never forget you. Thanks for everything. Rest in peace. We all know, but don't always acknowledge, that beside every great man, there is a strong, patient woman. I want to acknowledge Ingrid for her support for Bobby over the last 50 years. Without her encouragement and independence, he would not have been able to give so freely of his time and talents. It has not been my habit to address Ingrid as mom, but I have learned that it is truly a blessing to have more than one mother, especially one who is as thoughtful, creative, and insightful as she is. So I want to say thanks, Mom, for all you have given to Bobby, your sons, grandchildren, and your daughters. We truly love you and appreciate your strength. I just want to remind you that you can lean on us now, too. You have taught us well.